Thank you, John.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1863, Andrew and Carol Walton.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for a marina with restaurant, retail, and multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 5 units to be located on a certain parcel land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8/400 of an acre, more or less, lying southwest of Oak Orchard Road, northeast of Pine Street, and northeast of Bay Road and Oak Orchard. Again, for the record, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet, spiral-bound, on May 3rd of 2010. The exhibit booklet contains a presentation outline, a parcel map of the area showing zonings, a copy of the findings for conditional use number 1088, which was for Clyde Hall for the site, permitting a marina with boat rental, boat slip rental, boat bait and tackle sales, a sandwich shop, a crabbing pier, an office, and a residence. Also includes a series of photographs, survey site plan showing existing and proposed uses, a color rendering of the same, and a copy of the DelDOT support facilities report dated April 9 of 2008. The office received comments from the Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on May 10, 2010, and those comments advise that the site is located in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available, that there are no deficient downstream lines at this time, and the proposed project will not create a deficiency in the system, that the proposal exceeds design assumptions, however, that the sewer capacity assumption for the parcel is 4.45 EDUs, which reflects the current commercial use of the parcel, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $3,352 per EDU, that the parcel has been provided with 1 6-inch lateral and 1 8-inch lateral during original construction, that prior to demolition or moving of the existing structure or starting site work, the existing structure must be properly disconnected, requiring a disconnection permit, disconnection by the county licensed plumber, and inspection by the county, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Conservation District. They were provided on May 11th of 2010. We are advised that the site contains 1 soil type, but the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. We also received a letter on May 6th of 2010 from Heath and Michelle Reiner in opposition to the application, expressing concerns about the impacts on the homes in the area, which are predominantly one-family and vacation homes, not multifamily dwellings. That retail spaces have tried to make it in this area and failed, leaving empty buildings and eyesores, and that the area is not marketable due to the waterfront area. And that's all I received to date. And for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down site plans for this application.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Once again, if there's anyone here with an interest in this application, there are some exhibits up that will be referred to. If you can't see them from where you're sitting, please feel free to get up and take a look. Just ask that you do so quietly, and with that, Chair recognizes Mr. Crouch.
Good evening. For the record, Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Fidel, North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware, 12734. Tonight we're here for conditional use for Oak Orchard Marina, and I feel like it's deja vu a little bit, but hopefully I'll be able to address some of the issues and concerns that were brought up and some of the other items that we addressed for this application. But just to give a kind of brief synopsis of the application itself, The applicant, Andy Walton's here tonight, and his wife, Carol. The property is located at the end of Oak Orchard Road. That's fronting on the bay. And is currently zoned MR. The property is bound by, it's one parcel, and is bound by Oak Orchard Road and also Pine Street. The site is located in an environmentally sensitive development area, which is shown on the map and is also included in your booklet, which is an area for that is imposed by the, or the, that's subject, that's included in the comp plan as being a developable area. And the plan was also part of a conditional use application back in 1994, which was 1088, which is located in tab B. The applicants has also participated in Denerick's Delaware Clean Marina program, in which they have submitted an operation maintenance plan last year, which basically outlines what they can and cannot do, and which, you know, one of them is no fueling, but also to participate in this program to help, you know, the Clean Bay Marina program. The existing conditions are an existing three-story restaurant and office building, which on the first floor is a restaurant, and then, you know, on the second floor is just the office space, which they do utilize as part of the restaurant as well. The marina also consists of 10 boat slips, and the previous application, or the conditional use, 1088, was had 20 boat slips, but the boat slips are out there now is 10, and they're going to remain just 10 boat slips. As part of this application, I think the last time we were here, there was a concern about the parking, and my understanding was that the patio, which was out front, was to be included as part of the parking requirements, in which, based on that and some of the other recommendations for the parking concerns, the patio was actually reduced by 10 by 70, which is now included in the parking requirements, as well as the dwelling, which is going to be relocated, the existing dwelling that's going to be relocated. It's only going to be one residential unit. It's not going to be divided into a duplex, which was referenced in the last time I was in front of you. Now, based on that, we are still proposing four residential units above the proposed restaurant and the proposed retail store. And actually, the retail store, we reduced it to 1,200 square feet, and the restaurant is to 2,800 square feet. And there again, the four units are located on top, second, third store, in which, based on the parking lot requirements, we actually added and maximized the parking area, which we showed before, to allow for the required parking spaces, which is 29, and we're actually proposing 30 with two handicap spaces, and to include in that for any type of water transportation. I mean, there are the 10 existing boat slips. The parking would be constructed with just riprap, and there again, or crush and run, I'm sorry, and there again, more for stormwater management requirements, but we're also showing an area for bioretention. Since we are adjacent to the bay, we do not have to meet quality or quantity, we just have to meet quality. But we also have to, since we're in inland bays, we have to abide by the public or the pollution control strategies, in which there's an additional 40% reduction in nitrogen and phosphorus. So there again, as we move forward with, if we move forward with construction of stormwater management facilities, that's something that would be governed by both Denerick and the Conservation District. Tidewater Utilities will be supplying water to the site for fire protection and potable water. And we are within Indian River Fire Company, so it'll be providing fire protection. As Mr. Lank mentioned, I did talk to Mr. Rob Davis, and there was, you know, I think some questions when we were before you in reference to sewer capacity. After showing him what we were doing and explaining the type of use, you know, there was a revised letter that was submitted that basically states that there's no deficiencies downstream in the downstream lines at this time, and the proposed project will not will not create a deficiency in the system. So there is capacity for this proposed project. And there again, if there's any, you know, as we go through the application process, we do have to submit to the engineering. So we would deal with those comments as they are brought up. DLDOT did not require a TIS. There is a service level evaluation included in your package. We did have a wetlands consultant, ERI, do a walkthrough and actually provide a letter stating that no wetlands will be actually located on site, and wetlands, which no wetlands on site will require no permits. I know when we were here last time, I think the three concerns were A, the parking, B was the stormwater management, and C was the size of the building. And I think, you know, based on the application that's in front of you tonight, I'm hoping that, you know, the comments have been addressed. and I'm here to answer any questions, as well as, you know, the owner is here, Andy Walton. Some of the property owners are here, as well as the restaurant operator as well.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to clarify in terms of what's being proposed, because there, I think in as I was looking at February versus April submittals, it looks like the wording was kept the same under, and I'll refer you to page 2 of 3 in section A.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
So that's what's on the picture that I'm looking at is what's being proposed, which is the 2,800 square foot restaurant.
Yes, sir.
And the 1,200 square foot retail. And we talked about a 70 foot patio.
Yeah, it's 70 by 10, so it's 700.
700. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. And in the back, the building that's currently now being used as a restaurant and apartment will be moved to the back, and that'll become just one unit.
Yes, sir.
So the top and bottom will be used as a residence.
Yes, yeah, so it'd just be
a big house.
Rehab and big house.
Okay.
You got it.
And where will those folks park?
Well, those folks were included in the overall parking as well. They would be, I mean, what we could do is 28 and 27 would be required. You know, we could put signs out there for them. We initially showed parking off of Oak Orchard Road, which is a access, but the county's requirements is no direct parking off of the road, so we included it in the parking lot itself, but it's all included in that. It's actually shown in the calculations as well. As residential, you have one single family unit. In the condominiums, there's four, so it's included in there as five units.
Okay, so looking at what you have proposed here, the number of parking spots meets those county requirements now.
Yes, sir. And there again, by reducing it, well, there again, there's a lot of factors.
A lot of changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how would you envision these parking spots being delineated? Because we're talking about a gravel stone parking lot, and
well, there's, you know, either bumpers can be put in front of each one, parking bumpers, and or there's, you know, I've seen it where they put kind of wood in between them to delineate them. So there's a number of ways. I mean, and there again, I mean, instead of having a sea of asphalt there, I mean, we're trying to, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Trying to make it
the
work.
Permeability of
right.
it.
So, I mean, you know, if we do get the, if we are able to move through the process, then, you know, we could show parking bumpers on there. That way they are delineated instead of putting anything in the crush and run.
And Soil Conservation District doesn't have a problem with the gravel instead of a pave that directs the oil and all that to
well,
a central
the, you know,
this, location
you,
for
the
treatment.
Gravel is still going to be paved. I mean, it's still going to be graded, so, you know, it does run. And there might be a catch basin. And until the grading's done, I mean, we have to make sure we don't drain off site, so we have to meet the requirements. But, you know, we're going to have to do some type of stormwater managed facility there, especially since we're in inland bays and we have to abide by depletion control strategies, which, you know, there's additional treatment there that we have to abide by, which is the 40% on both phosphorus and nitrogen. So, and that's how come that's, you know, of course, closest to the water, because that's, you know, that's, or to the bay, because that's where our discharge would be. You know, it's a depressed area with plantings and also dug down with special type of material to take out the pollutants.
Okay. And a 10-foot wide patio, is that wide enough for tables and staff to be able to service those tables?
The small tables, I mean, that's...
Talking about like the cafe style type.
Right.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton. Just back to the stormwater management bioretention area. Is the intent to flow the water from the proposed pavement to that and then into the bay?
Yes, there would be a discharge pipe because a pipe would be underneath of all the plantings and the material for filtering, you know, the pollutants, and then it would actually be punched through the bulkhead there, and that's where it'd be discharged.
And I know you probably haven't already done the calculations, but do you think that area is big enough?
Most definitely. Yeah. And yes, there again, I mean, I think a lot of it goes with using crush and run too instead of, you know, pavement, because of course pavement, you know, you're not getting any infiltration whatsoever. So there's a different CN factor that you can use from, you know, pavement to crush and run.
No further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Ross?
The parking spaces are in the setback area a little bit, which I don't have a big problem with on the left side of your site plan. But on the right where the Oak Orchard Road turns and goes on by, and it's pretty narrow and it's not a well-defined. It's almost like a private drive there. I mean, is it a consideration that maybe you could put some small shrubs or something to keep, you know, just to give
Mr.
a little
Ross,
boundary in there?
That would be no problem. I would actually request that that'd be part of conditions that we submit a landscape plan.
And I don't know that it has to be anything really huge, but just to keep people from actually, you know, pushing the bumpers out into the street or people pushing the street into
sure.
the parking lot, just something there to kind of say, hey, look, this is the line, you know?
Understand.
And I, you know, we've all been by there, and you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Looking at the site. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. Mr. Crouch, you would take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1863, Andrew and Carol Walton? Is there anyone in favor? Okay, come on. Give us your name, please, and you may have the floor.
Okay, for the record, my name is Linda Walls, 32805 Oak Orchard Road in Oak Orchard, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay.
And I own the property adjoining this property, and I've lived there and lived in Oak Orchard for over 40 years. I know I don't look it, but
figured you were born there, actually, is what I was thinking.
But I just see it as beneficial, an improvement. I mean, any improvement that came through the years to that area, we boomed for a while. Then all the attention went to Long Neck and other areas, and basically it went down. We went down for a while. I'm a charter founder, member of the Oak Orchard Community Civic Association, the Civic Celebration, and so forth. I'm a member of the Fire Company, the American Charter member, the American Legion, and so forth. I was one of the workers, founders, and first board of director for the Boys and Girls Club, for bringing them to the area, for the youth in the area, and that's what our area needs. Our area needs something to show that we're coming through, we're coming out of it, and traffic, I mean, I live right there. I look forward to the summer to see some traffic down there, but I don't see where that would even be a concern, because basically just because it would bring people and bring some new thoughts to the area. And,
okay.
Is that it?
Well, that's up to you. Is that it?
Okay, yes.
All right, then.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is Attilio Caffini. I presently run the restaurant, Attilio's Cafe on the Bay. I think it's been an improvement to the area as well. I think that the residents can enjoy some waterfront dining, and it's in a casual atmosphere, and I think it's a plus to the neighborhood.
All right, then. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. In favor?
Hello. My name's David Harper. I'm at 28492 Smith Landing Road, which is right next to the property to the east.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to make a statement that I'm like this lady that spoke before. I think it's a good thing to have some kind of construction, some kind of work going on in this area to invigorate this area. It's what it needs. And I think it's a move in the right direction. And I think it will be very beneficial to everybody that lives in that area, including property values, et cetera. So,
okay, then.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1863? All right, is there anyone on the commission that has any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.